Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of Matthew. It's chapter 13, verses 31 to 32. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it's grown, it's the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air can come and make nests in its branches. This is the word of the God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I love thinking about this parable, right? I love thinking about the birds in this parable. That's what you heard first too, right? When she read it, you heard about the birds in the parable, right? Yeah, the birds and their nests. That's what this parable is. Maybe that's just what I wish it was. Because I know a lot more about making home than I do about the kingdom of heaven or a mustard seed, and I've already let you know that I'm not a farmer and I lack skills in the gardening department. So for me, today, I'd like to think of this as the parable of the birds and the branches. Will you join me? Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. Birds and branches. That sounds so much better than birds and the bees, right? I'm not quite prepared to talk to y'all about that. Yeah. So how does a bird choose where to build their nest? I think there's lots of factors, but it seems that they take into consideration similar things that humans do, right? To build away from predators, to build where they can hide or have a partially hidden or a cover for their nest, and to consider safety. I know this is a very simplistic way to look at a very big species, but for today, this will have to do. The branches are the parts of the tree that stretch from the trunk, places where animals can perch or run or build nests. So today we're thinking about the birds of the air, the ones that our Heavenly Father says that our Heavenly Father feeds them and not to worry about what they eat or their life, right? And just like those birds, that's what we're supposed to do, not to worry, but Matthew 6 says we're supposed to trust in God, right? And yet the birds in this parable build a nest. And yet most of us don't think about the birds or their nests. When we read this parable, we get stuck on that first part, right? The seeds. The mustard seed is what this one's about. The smallest of seeds that grows into the biggest bush, big enough for birds to make their home. And that's the word that really catches me. Home. In our scripture lesson today, every time I read that scripture, the only word I hear is home. Maybe it's because of the year or the years that we've had, but I think that home, for me, is the word that penetrates my mind and makes me wrestle because it is a word that is dear to me. And it makes me think about what should a home be? And how do you know when you found it, right? And who else should be there? That's a big one, right? So we'll come back to the mustard seed in a bit. Because for me, home is the big deal in this parable. I recently heard that someone had to move because they can no longer afford the place where they were living, and they were very sad to leave their dwelling. And it made me think that I grew up in the same home for my whole childhood. For the first 18 years of life, I lived in the home that my parents had, and they never moved. They'll never move, right? So 50 years, right, in that house, right? But then the next 18 years of my life, I lived in many different dwellings. I went and lived in a dorm and a couple of apartments with friends. I lived in houses that I owned myself and in spare bedrooms of great people, right? And then I lived in parsonages. And some of those dwellings I called home. But many were just places where I lived. because my parents' house was home. There are attributes of a dwelling that make you feel at home, right? My parents' home still has some of those attributes. I feel that room that we used to take cover in when there was a big storm, right? And I love the closet that was best for hide and seek. You know the one, right? And I see the wall that was wallpapered just for me. And I even know when I'm getting close to home before I get there. Maybe some of you can share that feeling, right? Long before I can ever see their house, I know I'm almost there, right? Sometimes it's when I take the ramp into town. Sometimes when I get a peek of that water tower. And sometimes it's a feeling. You're almost home. For me, home is a positive thing. And I know that's not true for everyone. But for me, it is. So to hear about this mustard seed being so small and underwhelming, but it made possible home for the birds of the air. It reassures me that God will use very small expressions and encounters to reassure me that I too am going to be cared for. Perhaps that's what the kingdom of heaven is all about. Knowing that you will be cared for, that small acts of kindness and grace and experiences will let you know that you are safe in the everlasting arms. I have to do a little side note. I know that the terms kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God are not popular by all varieties of people today. It's seen sometimes as oppressive language that can make some people very uncomfortable. And I need to say it's my sincere desire to not make you uncomfortable. I'm just using the language of our scripture this day. And when I think about that, the kingdom of heaven, I wonder if Jesus is referring to a place, you know, like where we go when we die, right? Or if Jesus is asking the disciples and us to consider the kingdom of heaven as a community, right? Or if it's our individual invitation into a conversion experience, a change within us that will bring us to a place of peace with our Creator. Or maybe it's an opportunity for us to be made aware that people who believe that there are, sometimes I'm a person who doesn't believe. I shouldn't say that out loud, right? Scratch that, edit on the tape, right? No, right? But I think about those who sometimes don't believe, and sometimes my belief is twisted a little too, right? And I wonder what I believe, and can I believe that if the birds of the air will get all that they need, then I will too, right? And maybe this invitation that Jesus makes is for people like me and people like you to be aware that there are others who don't believe. And it's our job to be that community, to be action-oriented believers so that we can live out this mission that God has placed before us. And maybe that mission is to be home for others, to offer that rich experience that hopefully is positive in your mind, right? That rich experience of home. For those who need to know that God is here, right? Maybe being the kingdom of heaven that Jesus is telling the disciples in this parable, maybe that's an opportunity for us to express the fruits of the Spirit, like love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, right? Goodness. But when I think that way, that sounds like an awful lot to do. Yeah. But it doesn't have to be. Because it sounds like we can start with the smallest portion, the size of a mustard seed. That abundance can come from the smallest of things, and that miraculous transformations from trash bushes to trees of life are possible with God. with you and I trusting and doing life the way Jesus has called us to do and loving people in the name of God's love, that we can share with others in their everyday experience the timeless truth that heaven is close at hand. Do you believe that? Can you believe that? Don't worry, I'll never ask you to answer out loud. Whew. Right? But Jesus lays before us in this parable the everlasting experience of God's love is being embraced by the marginalized, the unclean, the ones that have been left out, and that they have listened to and looked for Jesus, and they have found him, and so they become the family or the community of God. And that gives us space to make home with Jesus as well. The question, I guess, is, do you want to? The other night in the storm, I was looking out the window, and I saw this tree that sits in our front yard. And I saw that some of the branches didn't have many leaves, and some looked unsteady at best, right? And with the wind as strong as it was, I wondered if I would feel safe making my home in that tree. And then I considered what would happen if the branches forcibly made their home with us on the inside of the windows. And then I decided to quit thinking about the tree. Yeah. Because we can't make someone or a group of people feel comfortable and tell them, this is your home, right? You can't make home for someone. You can offer space. You can share experiences. You can invite and encourage. But home is something that a person must decide for themselves. They must feel. And I hope that Crossroads United Methodist Church has been a place where you feel at home. That you can walk in those doors and without hesitation participate in worship and maybe mission and service, maybe enjoy some fellowship, jump into a song, right? Sit wherever and feel comfortable. I hope this is a place where you can feel alive. And that you can give the feeling of home to not only your neighbors sitting by you, but others, right? And if this isn't a place that you feel at home, I hope you will help us to decipher what could make it feel that way, right? What we could do to make it more comfortable for you. But I want to be careful that you don't get too comfortable. Like, come in, but don't kick off your shoes, right? Yeah, stinky feet on the carpet, not our thing, right? Because we're all called to be here, and you've decided to be here today, but we're also called to be out there. Yeah, we're called to be out in a world sharing Christ with the world and making that feel safe and secure from all alarms also. I will admit some seasons it will be easier, some seasons of your life to come and sit and be comfortable in the sanctuary, and that's okay. And other seasons it'll be more comfortable to go and to do and to be. And that's okay too. Because resting in God's love is what we are called to do. But let's keep in mind that it is a very big gift to us to know Jesus. And sharing that gift with others is a blessing also. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.